Good evening, everyone. I'm Linor Moudou, and welcome to Health Chat. They are illegal and may be harmful to your health. Counterfeit drugs also cause a great loss of revenue for the pharmaceutical industry. Observers say fake drugs are an important challenge globally. How can consumers identify these deceptive and potentially dangerous products? This is one of the questions that we will try to answer on today's show. And joining us here in the studio is Dr. Patrick Lukule, Vice President of Global Health Impact Programs with USP, that is the United States Pharmacopeial Convention. Dr. Lukule, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lena, for inviting me to the show.
It's good to have you here in the studio.
It's a pleasure.
And we will discuss in a minute counterfeit drugs. But first, let me tell the audience that if you would like to participate in the show with your question or comment, please call 202-619-3111, and the U.S. country code is 1. You can ask your international operator to reverse the charges, and you can also email us your thoughts or questions at healthchat@voanews.com. And we'll start discussing counterfeit drug in a moment with Dr. Lukule, but first, a brief overview. They often look like the real deal, but they are not. Classified by the World Health Organization as spurious, falsely labeled, falsified counterfeit medicines, or SFFC, counterfeit drugs are medications or pharmaceutical products produced and sold with the intent to deceptively represent their origin or effectiveness. Counterfeit drugs may contain inappropriate quantities of active ingredients or may contain ingredients that are not on the label. They may also be supplied with inaccurate or fake packaging and labeling. Dr. Alex Dodo heads the Center for Tropical Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics at the University of Ghana Medical School. He says counterfeit medicines pose a real problem in Africa.
One of our biggest challenges is to actually quantify the size of the problem and then begin to deal with it. But there is a problem. The problem is not getting better. It's getting worse.
Experts say the lack of proper monitoring of imported drugs allows the counterfeit drugs industry to flourish in many parts of Africa. Among the most counterfeited are malaria drugs. A third of samples in sub-Saharan Africa failed chemical testing because they contained either too much or insufficient active ingredients. Dr. Dodo.
When studies have been conducted, you can get up to 40% of all medicines for malaria being not of the expected standard or being counterfeited or being fake. For some conditions, for some anti-malarials or antibiotics, the problem is worse.
In Ghana, technology innovator Bright Simons is trying to curb the rampant trade of counterfeit prescription and over-the-counter drugs. The Ghanaian native is using a free text messaging service known as MPDegree. The system helps consumers verify the authenticity of the drugs they are buying against a central database. Drugs protected through MPDegree carry a short code that is revealed through scratching an area of the packaging. Users send this unique ID via free short message service, SMS, and immediately get a message to verify the drug's authenticity. Simons explains how.
An SMS, it goes to a hotline. It's a 4-digit number, so it's easy to memorize, 1393. It's just like a 911 or a 999. You get a response in a few seconds, confirming that the medicine that you're about to receive is the genuine medicine.
MPDegree user Redeemer Hatsu says the technique is empowering.
This new system of authenticating the safety and originality of drugs, you're sure what you're buying.
Statistics show that every year, 700,000 people die globally of causes related to counterfeit medicines. And Dr. Lukule, you heard this report. Let me have your reaction on the report. How significant is this problem, really?
The problem of counterfeit medicine is a big problem, and this problem is not really just confined to developing countries, but is also a problem in developed countries. The difference is the types of drugs that are being counterfeited. In developing countries, these drugs are generally life-saving drugs, such as anti-malarials, antibiotics, whilst in developed countries, the drugs counterfeited are generally lifestyle drugs, such as erectile dysfunction drugs. But the problem is widespread globally. It's not confined.
Now, it's a bit surprising, actually, to know that in developed countries, it's very much of a problem indeed. In a country like the United States, Tell us about the significance of the problem here. We know that this country is very well regulated when it comes to drugs and everything.
Correct. United States has one of the best regulatory regimes in the world, but there are loopholes in the system that counterfeiters exploit in order to introduce their products into the United States. For example, recently there was a case of the Avastin drug, which the FDA had discovered circulating in the U.S. market. The way that drug got into the market was actually a doctor's office ordering the drugs directly from overseas and coming to their office and giving it to their patient. This is a loophole, and this should not be happening. Every pharmaceutical product coming through into a country should be coming through a legitimate wholesale supplier and not a doctor having those products into their shops.
But that's very scary to know that even at the doctor's office, you can come across counterfeit drugs. Where do you find these drugs? One of the examples you just gave is at the doctor's office. Where else? In a developed country. And then in developing countries, you can tell us the difference.
Correct. So I'm going to talk about the issue of the internet as well. So internet has been another avenue where folks have been obtaining medicines of unassured quality. This is a bad practice. Generally, in developed countries with excellent internet facilities, people are getting medicines online that have no validated efficacy or quality. And this is a practice that we should be very careful about. Also, in the open market, obviously in developing countries where you run into these products, it exposes the patient and folks seeking to address their health to coming across these products in a very unregulated pharmacies or in the private sector, which is not the right place to procure or obtain medicines.
Now, who make these drugs? I mean, is it even possible to know some of these people that are making them?
Yes. So the work that some of us have done in this area has actually involved trying to understand the genesis of the problem and how we can advise regulatory authorities to be able to address this. Generally speaking, the ingredients for most pharmaceutical products come from either India or China. As a result, most counterfeited products that we have come across generally are purported to be made either in India or China. But these are not the only two countries that you find that products have been counterfeited from. You also find other countries in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, and I must say also in Africa. There are pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities in Africa that could or have the potential to make some of these products. And indeed, we have found counterfeit products that have been purported to be made by certain manufacturers in Africa.
Now, how often are you, someone, your organization or groups that are out there to make sure that products are not counterfeited, how often are you able to catch the perpetrators and, you know, prosecute them? Is it is it the responsibility of law force, you know, or is it the responsibility of companies that fabricate these products?
Correct. So the work that we do, it's really to provide technical assistance and build a capacity of regulatory authorities to be able to detect these products when they come across them in the market. We build their capacity in quality control and quality assurance and give them the tools necessary for them to be able to identify these products very promptly and take regulatory actions to remove them from the market. Sometimes the difficulty comes in the actual enforcement of the law. Most of these countries have laws and regulations that indicate that there should be no sale of these products from the market. But the question is, how well are these laws enforced and whether the political will is there for some regulators to take action sometimes, which might involve taking actions against companies that are owned by governments.
That's interesting.
So there are certain facilities owned by governments, and if you come across substandard or poor quality medicines, it takes guts on the part of the regulator to be able to take action against those manufacturers.
Now, not to get too technical, but you say that you know, ensure that people and government can recognize and, you know, ensure quality control and everything else. How does a consumer, someone like me, I want to buy, let's say, a malaria drug, how do I know that it's a real product or it's counterfeited? If I go to a pharmacy in Africa, how do I know that? Is there a way to know that?
There are ways. If you are uninformed, what I call an informed consumer, there are clues that you can use to identify whether this product is counterfeit or is substandard product. Some of these clues include physically examining the product, either the packaging or the actual tablet or capsule. And if you find out that the integrity is not there, or it is discolored, or the packaging is very poor quality, there are spelling errors on the packaging materials. You find out that the material looks different from what you are used to, or if it's excessively cheap. These are all things that you could use to guide you as to whether what you are getting is a good product or not. Beyond that, there have been some more recent introductions of things like free text messaging, which
as the MP degree
which you just heard about. These are ways of empowering the consumer to be able to validate or check whether the product they are about to buy is a counterfeit product or not.
Okay, and we do have our first caller on the line. Welcome to Health Chat. Hello, is our caller there? Okay, I think we are going to have the caller back in a few moments. Now, speaking about the MP degree, is this the new approach now to help consumers and ensure that product that they're buying are real and safe? Is the new technology approach the way?
It is one of the ways. It's always dangerous when we promote one technology as the one that solves all our problems. This is clearly one of the approaches where a consumer would take it upon themselves to really check the validity or the authenticity of a given product. And I commend the folks that have come up with this technology. But there are other technologies out there that is being used to validate or authenticate pharmaceutical products. These are generally in the hands of the regulatory authority, or the national laboratories have several tools at their disposal that can be used to validate.
Okay.
But the power of empowering the consumer is that they can do this check on their own and be able to do it at the point of purchase, which is good. But there are several other approaches.
All right, and we'll come talk more about that in a few moments. We do have our caller now. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to a health chat.
Yeah, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, doctor. Yeah, I want to find out from our guest tonight, why is it that manufacturers of these fake drugs, knowing fully well that these drugs are fake, that these drugs will kill people when using it, why do they agree with the distributors to produce such drugs? Here in Nigeria, I'm in Nigeria, I'm brought up in this country, in Nigeria, and we have NAFDAC. And we have seen that 70 or 60% of drugs we see in the market are fake. And it's very hard for you to identify which one is real, which one is fake. And it's what they call it, it's a tag name or number. They say that you go and scratch it and use this and start, you identify such. So I want to find out, how do one get these things? And if you go around now, you see there are a lot of this malaria drug, like Madame was just saying some minutes ago, in the market. I'm telling you, it's very, very hard to differentiate which one is fake, which one is fake. And at the end of the day, they will tell you that if you have problem, when taking a particular drug, you should go and complain. But when you go and complain, nobody listens to you. What do we do? And many souls have been sent to Eli Grace for using this fake drugs. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much for your question. It had a few issues there.
Exactly. So thank you for asking that question. Clearly, the consumer is always the focus when these counterfeiters engage in their trade. They want to deceive the consumer, and so they make products that look exactly like the authentic product. Now, your regulatory agency or authority in every country is really the one that is responsible for ensuring that these products are identified and quickly removed from the market. It is, however, challenging for them because of the porous nature of borders in Africa. You have people taking medicines into this country sometimes without the knowledge of the authority. They are not bringing it through legitimate means. They take them through, through the bush, through on paved roads, using the porous borders that the countries in Africa have. And so most products that you find on the market have never been registered by the regulatory authority. What the consumer should do is make sure that they are buying products from legal institutions or legal pharmacies that are supposed to be stocking these products. People should not be buying medicines on the street. They should not be buying medicines in street corners, because what you're going to get is something that no one can verify its efficacy or its quality.
Absolutely.
So you should take this as an advice and only procure your medicines from legitimate pharmacies.
Okay, and Dr. Lukule, we are going to take a short break and continue this conversation.
It's the weekend, and that means another new and exciting episode of Music Time in Africa. Hi there, I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got two Africa Cup of Nations favorites from Madagascar and Nigeria, new reggae, Afropop, an oldie but funky hit from Sudan, and two live guest appearances, Rayvanny and Oran Atkins.
In my tribe, like, every name has to start with Moi. So, Moi
Maxwell.
I was 19 years old. I went to Mali and spent a lot of time there. And
you'll also meet Jacob Mafuleni and Martha Tom. They're keeping music traditions alive. Find out how and enjoy live marimba and mbira music at the same time.
We play using our thumbs.
Listen to Music Time in Africa, 1505 and 20500 Universal Time.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to Upfront, the Voice of America.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. For those of you joining us late, tonight's topic on Health Chat is counterfeit drugs. And joining us here in the studio is Dr. Patrick Lukule, Vice President of Global Health Impact Programs with the United States Pharmacopeial Convention, USP. And a reminder that you can join our conversation by calling 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1. And you can reverse the charges through your international operator. Well, Dr. Lukule, now, you said earlier that in developing countries, most of the drugs that are being counterfeited are life-saving drugs. And in developed countries, they tend to be lifestyle-related drugs. Now, what are the main reasons for the counterfeiting of the drugs? Your opinion, is it mostly due to their costs or due to the demand? What do you think?
Well, the reasons that folks engage in counterfeiting of medicines is because there is a demand for it and somebody would buy it when they sell or attempt to sell them. The price is one big driver, or greed, really, I should say, why people engage in counterfeiting, mm-hmm. Because they know that they can get to the consumer and deceive them by giving them products of very low price, which they know would attract them. And we know that developing countries are more at risk of this because of the meager resources that people have. And so price is an attractive feature. But also, in addition to that, sometimes when you have stock out of critical supplies, so let's say there's a stock out or lack thereof in the market of critical anti-malaria medicines, counterfeiters take advantage of the void created by the lack of critical medicines by bringing in counterfeit products because they're trying to fill that void. And so these are all things that generally would encourage the environment for counterfeiting.
Okay. And we do have a caller, Buba from Nigeria. Welcome to Health Chat. Buba, are you there?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, Ma.
Great.
Well, Ma, my question is, what of multinational corporation, does it contribute to effect drug? Hello?
Yes. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, multinational corporations.
Yes.
Does it contribute to taking drugs?
Contributing in what terms?
I mean, multinational corporations, I mean, industries that manufacture drugs.
Okay, yes, I understand.
Okay. You got it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Lukule.
Yeah, I mean, multinational corporations generally have high standards or higher standards of manufacture. And so I'll be very surprised if you have a multinational company in a country like Nigeria engaging in the production of counterfeit medicines. Because one, NAFDAC knows about these companies and they have ways of getting to them. Counterfeit medicines are generally made in shady environments. It's made in ways that they know they are not going to be found out very easily. They are made in very remote parts of several countries, or they are made, you know, under the cover of darkness in certain factories or companies who may choose to make good medicine during the day and then revert to making bad medicine at night to serve certain markets.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Who do you think is to blame, if we could say that, in terms of the survival and success of the counterfeiting drug industry? Do you think it's the people who make them or those who sell them? And even to some extent, the consumer, because some people may know that they are not real, but still buy them, hoping it will do something.
Correct. So I would say everybody really has responsibility for this. Even the consumer, I mean, you have responsibility for your health. You should question. There should be a culture to question things. I know in Africa, I am an African from Sierra Leone. We don't have sufficient culture to question things. My children now in the United States, they question me all the time. Dad, why are we doing this? Why are we going where? So, but in Africa, we tend to just accept things and not question. So we should be questioning when someone approaches you with a pharmaceutical product that the price is excessively low. Question that.
What type of questions should one ask?
Well, first of all, ask them if the product is registered by your local regulatory authority. They may not even know.
They may not even know what that is.
Right. That's when you realize that this is not someone that should be in this particular business.
Okay.
So we should always be questioning things. Of course, as I said before, don't buy from illicit markets or from back alleys or from corners of town where nobody really knows they exist, etc.
Now, what about products that have expired? Can they be considered counterfeit if they are sold?
No, expired products are not counterfeit products.
Okay.
I would just say they are illegal to be sold on the market, because a counterfeit product is something that is deliberately made to deceive the consumer.
Okay.
It's deliberately mislabeled with respect to source or content. So, for example, it may contain just sugar, and somebody tells you it has an anti-malaria active ingredient, but it doesn't. So it's a product made with the intention to deceive the consumer. An expired product is a legitimate product that have just lost its shelf life, which is illegal to be sold to the consumer. So there are two different categories.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about prices. Because one of the reasons you mentioned is the cost of some of these drugs, right? Do you think that to some extent, when a product is being counterfeited, it can affect its original price? I mean, maybe it can, motivate give an idea to the pharmaceutical industry to maybe reduce the price so it's more accessible to, especially in developing countries?
Right. Counterfeit products can afford to be sold at lower price because, one, most of them are made with inferior ingredients, right? Unlike the legitimate product, which is made using pharmaceutically good grade pharmaceutical ingredients, they cannot afford to be any lower in price, you know, below a certain threshold.
Okay.
Price. But if the product is counterfeited, it may contain any, it doesn't contain anything. It could end up being products with very inferior qualities. And so they can afford to sell them at excessively low price. Mm-hmm. But a legitimate product, one thing people have to understand is pharmaceutical products cannot carry a low price below a certain threshold. There's no way that you can cut corners, mm-hmm. end up making good quality product, and then sell it at an excessively low price. So for me, price is always a trigger point when people talk about having good deals. There are no such thing as good deals on medicine. You can have good deals on your bag or your food or fake watch, you know, fake Rolex, but you cannot really have good deals on a pharmaceutical product. So that should always trigger something in your head.
Okay. And we do have another caller, John from Ghana. Welcome to Health Chat.
Hi, how are you,
doctor? Good. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing fine. I know the question is regarding counterfeit drugs.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what country that I was, wanted to focus on in Africa. And the type of drug I wanted to talk about was malaria drugs.
Okay.
Now, it appears that the counterfeit drugs can be subdued very easily because when they're being exported to Africa, most likely it's literally the one that is, you know, proper down from other countries. But how the world in Africa will be able to know whether or not this drug is counterfeit, because the prohibition date can be the same as, you know, the typical dates, but how the consumers, you know, will be able to, you know,
yes, recognize it
between,
okay,
you know, drugs being
a fake one and a real drug. Okay, thank you, John, for your question, Dr. Lukule.
Yeah, this question comes up all the time, you know, because people want to be able to know how they can use valuable information to protect their health.
Absolutely.
First of all, if you have a good regulatory authority, they are the ones that are supposed to make sure that these products are not on the market. But we all know that this is not the case because they are also challenged. For the consumer, always learn to look critically at what you're buying. There are clues you can always come up with if the product is a fake product, sometimes, if you are lucky. Obviously, there are some products you cannot tell the difference. But there are those cases where you have errors in spellings, you have fake, inferior quality packaging, the product falls apart when you touch it with your hands.
Yes.
It is discolored. And then finally, where you are getting it from. If you're getting it from a shanty area or part of town, these are all things that should help you
okay.
go to the right place.
Great, Dr. Lukule, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us.
You are very welcome. Thanks a lot for inviting
me. And that was Dr. Patrick Lukule with USPS. And I'm your host, Lino Mudu. Until next time, take care, be well, and strive to make every day a healthy day.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA,
your trusted source for news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.